The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
So what do you say, Del? What's the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week?
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Let's let them hear it all the way down to Atlanta. We're still here! 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 Right?
Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play.
He's such a nerd.
He really is.
I have never seen such a nerd.
That is
so
Tom
good.
Brady. That was Tom Brady, by the way.
Name the number two nerd in history. And you can't pick somebody like Zuckerberg. You think Tiger? Tiger's got
well,
nerdish
yes,
tendencies.
It is. Yes. My glutes would not activate. Allegedly, somebody seen Tiger played basketball and was like the biggest dork.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yes. No.
All right. Tiger nerd too. Well, it's got to be Brady over Tiger. Brady has been consistent. Tiger's fallen off for like 11 years.
Yeah.
They played about the same amount of time. So Tiger's the number two nerd.
Well, Brady, yes.
Can you think
glutes.
Of the number three nerd? We might not even know. It might be baseball or basketball. We don't even know who the nerd is. You know what I mean? Like, some people feel like Kawhi's got some nerdish tendencies.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but Kawhi just... By the way, did you...
I think he's just
Is this
cheap.
True that he just bought, like, a $13 million home in L.A.? No, well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what my kids
that's
told
what
me.
He felt. That's what he laughed. That's what he sounded like when he bought the house.
This is what my kids told me. He bought a $2.6 million house in San Diego. I said, that's in San
that's
Diego.
A shack.
I told him, I said, 2.6 is like our house.
Yeah.
No, it's not. 2.6 million? I was like, let me get these. Hold on. Let me get my phone. I'm going to show you some real estate in San Diego.
Yeah.
2.6, I must mean like 26 million. Yeah.
Apparently a $13 million home in.
Did you see what happened? The big story right now is Anthony Davis's agent, LeBron James, said that he has no interest in signing a contract extension, and he's requesting a trade from the Pelicans.
Hmm.
So his agent, LeBron, said...
His agent, LeBron,
Rich
says
Paul,
he has...
LeBron, it's the same thing.
He has no interest...
Yep, in re-signing with the, with the Pelicans.
Can you blame him?
Which, once again... What's wrong with... Once again... There is no, you have such a small chance of keeping a good player. It almost isn't even worth recruiting good players.
Well, what are you
going to
do? Just not get good players?
It's just not even worth drafting good players.
Well, it's you know working out for Milwaukee, and nobody stays there.
That's a freaky deal. Because,
it is a freaky deal, but you got to do that.
But they're lucky. And maybe international players will stick around. Players from the States, they're all just going to go click. And you'll click on the West Coast. You'll click on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. You'll click where the weather's really nice, and that's it. Everyone else is done. Chicago's got a chance. I think Houston's got a chance. Miami's got a chance. L.A.'s got a chance. Clippers, New York. And that's it. No one else is going to be able to hang on and get players. The Paul George thing was a big upset. That was a little bit unusual. But the talk in my house all weekend, I took my kids to have lunch, and my three boys, or three of my four, and the whole talk was about the All-Star game and who's going to get drafted. I said, who do you guys think gets drafted first? Well, if LeBron's got the pick, you know, and I said, if LeBron gets a pick, I said, if he gets a pick, I'll bet you he drafts Kyrie first. Because, you know, you have to draft the starters. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll bet you he drafts Kyrie first. No way. He'll draft Harden first. I said, no, he's not. LeBron's going to make strategic draft picks. They don't like each other. And then one of them had to lecture me on, the reason that Kyrie left in the first place, Dad, is because, oh, I'm sorry, lecture sports talk host, what's the deal again? Why did he leave? Well, he wanted to get out from under LeBron's shadow. I get all that. Have you been keeping up with the latest? That Kyrie's now calling LeBron, apologizing, and he wants to win, and blah, blah, blah. I said, I'll bet you LeBron tries to sell Kyrie and coming over there as a free agent, which he is a free agent, and says, look, we can play together. I'm on the way out. I just want a legacy of being a champ. This is going to be your team. I want to help you win a title. Because he already knows he's got – this is just a matter of how do we get into the Anthony Davis thing. He didn't have to sell Anthony Davis at all. They just told him, you're not signing there, and that's that. And, okay, so now it's a matter of can they get him traded to the Lakers. If not, they'll let him get traded somewhere else maybe and then sign him as a free agent. Right now, I do think that he will try to cover. I think this is going to happen. Have you noticed the Kyrie thing? Like, LeBron had an Instagram post where he tagged Kyrie and, oh, this is our favorite song, Kyrie. Remember when you said, let's sit together, it's our favorite song? It's amazing. Oh, my God. And so now he's trying to bro out with Kyrie. So I said, I'll bet you he drafts Kyrie Irving first if he has the pick, whether it's first or second pick. Well, who does Giannis take? And they're like, it's got to be Harden. I'm like, eh, maybe. I'm not sure everyone's in a huge, like, I got to get the guy who's going to shoot 30 times on my team. I'm not sure that they're in. I said, I think Harden. All right, if I said draft pick for the All-Star game, Harden over under 2.5. Where are you going, Dell? It's Giannis and LeBron, and I don't think we don't know who's going to have the first pick.
It is a guards game.
Right.
I would say Steph is going to be second.
Might. Who all are the starters? Because Anthony Davis isn't a starter.
No. Paul George.
Well, starters have to be picked first.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Steph and Harden are the guards. Mm-hmm. It's Kyrie and Kemba. It's Paul George.
I already know Kemba's last.
Giannis and it's Paul George, LeBron, and who is it? Who's the other? Durant. When's Durant get picked? Oh, there's another thing. Durant is probably second. How about Giannis and Durant on the same team? How long are your arms?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Let me see. So you got Durant's
a free agent as well. You think LeBron takes Durant?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. His draft pick is going to be strategic.
Probably 100%. Durant.
He's the only guy that's allowed to tamper. The league is basically bent over and just said, we'll do anything that you want. Please stay in the league forever. Everything in the media, just like, well, anything you do, we're going to back LeBron. We're openly fanboys.
Yeah, so, I'm going Durant first, and I think LeBron takes Durant first, and so Giannis takes
Kawhi?
Steph.
So see, my kids are thinking Kawhi, but Kawhi's not going to – Giannis wouldn't draft Kawhi. And I don't think – and Kawhi already has basically let it be known that I don't think he wants to play with LeBron.
I'm going to go Kawhi over. I don't think Harden's going to be picked till maybe the third round. Because you could have Kawhi and Kyrie in the second.
I think Kyrie goes to LeBron. Do you agree? Or Durant. Kyrie could go.
Well, here's the deal.
What about
LeBron? LeBron takes Durant. Giannis takes Steph. LeBron takes Kyrie. And Giannis takes
Harden or Embiid or Kawhi. Not Kawhi. They play the same position.
Not so Paul George. I don't think they care about that. I don't think they. What's the difference in an All-Star game? Everybody just shoots.
I know Kemba's last. I feel like.
Probably. Or Paul George's last. I think those are the last two picks. Paul George.
Those should be the last two picks.
Those are probably the last two
picks.
So
you say over 2.5 with Harden. See, yes. I think so too, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
James Harden should be the first or second pick of a real pickup game. 5-on-5 of a real game, James Harden should be.
Yeah, but look, at Kyrie's been an MVP.
Yeah, but I mean, James rebounds, scores, he passes, he can be a good teammate.
He what?
Yeah, he does.
He what?
You want go he look what? At his assist total.
He what?
Is he in the top 10 in assists again this year? I don't know.
I'm
saying it out loud. No. Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure? I bet he is.
Top 10 in assists.
Let me check. James usually is.
Okay.
Stats, assists. Well, he's not in the top 5. Let me see here. Let's see here. Is James in the top 10 this year?
James Harden, 4th.
Yeah.
3rd. He's tied for 3rd.
Wait, what am I looking at then?
Assists per game. Yep, James Harden's tied for 3rd. Yeah, he does pass. Yeah.
What do you mean he does
well,
pass?
Well, he shoots 50 times a game.
He's one of the leading assist guys every year.
He just doesn't look like he ever passes.
Well, his assist totals are closer to 5 and 6 now instead of 11 and 14.
It's 8.2.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying recently.
Yeah.
It's been more 5 and 6.
Yeah, just recently he hasn't passed.
In the past, it's been James, 11 and 12.
I guess, James passes.
Yeah, James
but
passes.
It just doesn't feel like it too much. I don't know.
It doesn't feel like it.
It just doesn't feel like it. I don't know.
Well, he's not passing as much lately.
He has,
over the last month, not as much passing. Check his stats. Check his splits.
Okay. See what he's third. He's third in assists.
What were his assist totals in
January?
He's
third in assists. Where does assist to turnovers, where would he be?
Well, it's not great.
It's way down. Way down there.
He's worse than 2-1.
The first one, okay, so
he's worse than 2-1 this year.
He's 1.48, which is way worse than 2-1. All right, 814 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. 1.48 puts him, wow. Here, he's third in assists and 1 point assist to turnovers. He is 86th in the league out of 99. 86th. And Giannis is right behind him at 87th. That's not good. Okay. 815 ESPN 97.5. Space coupe like E.T.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Russell Westbrook. As far as nerd goes, Craig, in the 409, Russell Westbrook's not a starter in the All-Star game.
But he is. No, but Russell's.
He's not going to get drafted because he's not. He won't get drafted first.
But Russell's a nerd, though.
Russell's a nerd, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He has no fashion sense.
Yeah, except. No, he's now. No, he's like. No. I don't feel like nerd at all. And he wants to fight everybody.
Well, what does that have to do with he's not a nerd?
That's not what nerds do.
Y'all don't think Russell Westbrook's a nerd?
That's not what nerds do.
I mean, you might not like the way he dresses, but
no, I feel like he's.
I don't think he dresses like a nerd. I think he's trying to be out there, like Cam. I don't think is Cam a nerd.
I don't feel like Cam's a nerd.
No,
I feel like Russell Westbrook. Might be
I just nerd. Think he's trying to be special.
I don't feel like Russell Westbrook's a nerd.
I feel like Russell Westbrook is special,
he's eccentric.
Yeah. Anyway. So. By the way, yeah. James by far leads the world in turnovers, 254.
Yeah.
He averaged over 5 a game.
He did last year.
The next closest is Trae Young, 196.
I mean, Trae Young's got that many?
Yeah.
That is not a good
thing for a point guard. No. No, a point guard with that many is bad. Really, really bad.
LeBron, well, that's what happens when in college all you did was fire up shots nonstop. Yeah. You didn't really learn to run an offense.
Oh, there's a guy that never threw it to anybody. Well, except he was another guy that I guess. Just because you average a lot of assists, I'm not sure that that means you pass a lot. I'm just because you have the ball every
right.
How many?
James does pass. Just not recently. Recently, it's more. I'm going to keep. But it goes through him.
So
he's no different than Steve Nash. Only James. The difference is James tilts. James finishes when he gets in the paint. Steve was driving dish, right? Both of them, you're supposed to create. The difference is James is a finisher, and he's got the step back. But in that offense, it's supposed to run through one guy.
Yeah, but, well, James, I feel more like he's a lot more Russell Westbrook.
But he led the league in assists.
In that he's going to shoot. Steve Nash, I would never compare him to. He's all shoot first, and if I don't have a shot, I'll pass it to you.
But James led the league in assists. And he's been one of the league leaders in assists for, what, four straight? Every year under Mike D'Antoni, he's been one of the league leaders in assists.
Because he has the ball so much.
Right.
I mean, you got to make some passes. It's not like you can take every shot.
Well, it's double. Like, we're talking double digit assists.
Well, I mean, 13 of them, 8 of them are assists, and 5 are turnovers that he, you know what, while he's trying to pass the ball. There's 13 passes.
Well, this
8 are assists, and 5 are turnovers.
This year, the assist to turnover is worse because he's concentrated on scoring for the last, like, 6 weeks. So his assist total has come down. Like, it's come down over the last 6 weeks. There's no doubt about that. He's shooting more and passing less. And he felt like he needed to do that. And, you know, the Rockets have a 3-game win streak going right now. It had been win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. And now it's win, win, win. And if they get one more, win.
Yeah.
Win. I can tell you this. We talked about it not looking good for the Rockets the other night against Kawhi.
He didn't lead the league in assists last year. Though.
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, didn't he? He was the assist leader 2 years ago. When they were in the triple-double battle?
Yep.
Yeah, he led the league in assists.
Yep. Yep.
How many?
No, he's up there.
High 11s?
He 907 in 81
games. Oh, you had the per game?
907. No.
Well, obviously that's...
Right. That was the leader. Yeah. That was the leader. And last year is fourth. I mean, he does. He assists a lot, but he's always... it's not even close who handles the ball the most in the NBA.
That's great. Whatever it's doing, it worked, because they had over 60 wins. They set they were number one seed. They set an organizational record. I mean, it works. And the Rockets, you know what the Rockets are? You know what Daryl Morey believes in? It's that simple philosophy of, if we do something that gives us an advantage, why get away from it? And when you think about it, we always ask, okay, well, why do teams not run two? And there's a reason you don't run two-minute offenses all the time in the NFL. But that's always a question that people will ask. Well, wait a minute. If it's so hard to stop this kind of offense, why don't you always do it? And you know what college football figured out? Let's run up-tempo offense because it puts the defenses at a disadvantage. And Daryl Morey, and really it's not just Daryl Morey, it's all the analytics-driven teams, it's in the 20s now. They all believe in this. Well, if we do something that has a 59% chance of success, and doing this has a 51% chance of success, why would we do the 51 thing instead of the 59 thing? That sounds fair. Makes sense. And
because just like Nick Saban said, because you're going to get all your players hurt because you're running too many plays and players get hurt. And, oh, look what happens with the Rockets. Yeah. Oh, Eric Gordon down. Chris Paul down. Clint Capella down. Maybe they're getting all the players
slow
hurt.
It down.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they do now. Slow it down. They're not an up. They're really not up tempo. They just, I guess, they bring the ball up fast and then stop.
But the idea of math that 3 is greater than 2 drives him, and the idea of why would we put the ball in this guy's hands when it's in this guy's hands, we get an average of, you know, 0.96 points per possession.
Yeah. Well, then why did we bring Chris Paul in? Another ball handler.
Yeah, it's no different, I think, for other reasons, really, frankly, a secondary scorer. And they probably have high efficiency numbers for him, too. So when James isn't doing well, they go to a guy who has high efficiency numbers as opposed to going to, you know, the other guys that they had before. Daryl Morey, the quicker you guys understand this, Daryl Morey runs this team like a card counter in Vegas at a blackjack table, the better off you'll be. Yeah. Because then you'll understand every decision that he wants to make is about what gives us a little bit of an advantage.
And we were talking about that a little bit earlier. Is Bill Belichick same way?
Yeah.
What? Who is your best player and who is your worst player?
Yeah.
And we're going to keep on going after your worst player because percentage-wise, we're going to be successful.
We just want to go after it. We want the best percentage. It's the same way. And people probably don't think of Bill Belichick that way. But guess what? Bill Belichick basically runs his program like an analytics team. He has stats to start keeping track of special teams data that about punts and things that no one else. He wants to find small advantages. And it's the same way with card counters in Las Vegas. They are emotionless. They just say, when the numbers say to bet this, I'm going to bet this. When the numbers say to back off, I'm going to back off. And that's why they win. They keep playing the numbers.
Percentage.
Yep.
That's it.
And there's a human element, so that's why you can do it with the Rockets or any other team to an extent, and then the human element kicks in. Do guys have – and this is what analytics guys don't believe in, and they're wrong. Clutch does exist. Pressure does exist. Chemistry does exist. These are all real things. And sometimes I think all the analytics guys are like, there's no such thing as clutch hitting.
Yes, there is.
There isn't?
There absolutely
is. You can get up and try to hit a golf ball in front of 1,000 people watching you. Right. Get up and try to make a free throw late in the game. If you don't think that can seep into a player, we've seen it. I think Drew Brees got tight in that throw that he tried to make because he knew, I need to complete this. And then he short-armed it and threw it by the feet. I don't know why he threw. That was such an atrocious throw.
That was the worst throw he's ever made. The worst throw he's ever made. 827 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's talk about the testosterone that Drew Brees needed on that play.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. But Men's T Clinic, if you need testosterone, they can take care of you. I know this much. There are a lot of guys who have tested low with testosterone, and they're like, well, I mean, now what do? I'm low in testosterone. Well, that's actually a good thing because Men's T Clinic can help you figure out what it takes to get you back to where you were. The only problem is some of you have gone with other companies and you didn't see the results. And maybe that's because you weren't seeing the provider every single time you came in. Maybe that's because they weren't keeping proper track and giving proper attention to where your numbers should be. At Men's T Clinic, you are going to have somebody keeping track of where your numbers are and making sure that you get to the optimal dosage. If they need to dial it back or if they need to push it up a little higher, they will get you to where you need to be. And you'll see a difference with your body type. You'll see a difference with your energy. That gray cloud, that funk that is hanging over you and turning you into a couch potato, man, get rid of that. Go live your best life with Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic can test you and get results within minutes. All you have to do is stop in at one of their four locations, Cypress, Pearland, Pasadena, or The Heights. It's mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. It is estimated that $6 billion is going to be the best bet on the Super Bowl. $6 billion change in hands. Well, no, half of that probably. It depends. They think of the 2,200 people surveyed, 52% are going to bet on the Rams, 48% are planning to bet on the Patriots. Right now, it is the most lopsided, well, at least it was 2 days ago, the most lopsided first week ever of Super Bowl betting. 82% of the plays and of the bets and 85% of the money was on the Patriots, and yet it stayed at 2.5. Now I was talking to a guy we played in the poker tournament, and a guy who knows something about this because he was in the business. I said, "Why has this number not gone up to 3?" He said, "Well, the difficulty in going up to 3 is because it started at Rams -1. if you get up to three, you're going through two football numbers, zero and three, and your middles will be incredible. There is a very good chance that a lot of the early money went in on the of the sharp money went in on the Patriots because they knew that that was a bad line. Putting out the Rams at minus one before they started was a bad move by the books, mm-hmm. because they're going to get middled to death.
Yeah,
because right now it's 2.5. If you get up to three,
well,
and people who got it at one or half or zero, yeah. on the Rams side are going to just destroy and put it all on the Ram, you know, and hedge their bet, because that's a great middle. A 4-point middle on a Super Bowl,
it's good,
is ridiculous. Now, they could be wrong, and you know what? But God forbid it lands on zero, lands on one or two or three. The books are going to get destroyed. Destroyed. And even now at 2.5, there's probably a bunch of people. It's costly to buy that half a point, but it still probably is being done. And if it lands on three, if it lands on Patriots three, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of action. We'll see if they get hit by the middle or not. But yeah, setting anything up, if the Patriots get into a Super Bowl, the public's coming on the Patriots.
Yeah.
The only way they were going to make it there is if they beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. Why they started that as public a team as the Patriots and Tom Brady, and after you've watched them in the playoffs and the first time Rams and young coach, young quarterback, why you would start that bet? Whoever came up with Rams minus one to start this thing, that was a bad move. A bad move by Vegas. There's a story here that we really have to get to. This came out. There's a guy who robbed six banks, and it's in England. He's in England. He's in the UK. He's in Scotland, but he robbed six different banks. He was caught. How much jail time do you think he's going to do?
Six banks.
Six banks.
I don't know the English way. I'll say 15 years.
He's actually going to do no time because he robbed six banks and he got away with $500.
What?
And the judge said this: fortunately, you're not very good at this. I make it quite clear that if you had been more successful, you would have been facing today a discretionary life sentence. Apparently, he goes in with a scarf on and he mumbles so badly that they can't understand him. And they actually say, hey, get the bleep out of here. Sod off. On one occasion, bank staffers realized the weapon. He has a hairbrush in his pocket. And he says, all right, Mark, give me money. And the bank teller is heard telling him, sod off.
Stop, do it. Oh, really?
Sod off. The sixth try.
He's such a mumbler that he can't even get money?
He just wears a little, like the banditos used to wear.
Yeah.
And apparently he made off with nearly $500 from a Royal Bank of Scotland and he left the clerk crying hysterically.
Why?
Because they were, I don't know, because they couldn't understand him, and maybe they thought he was a real bank robber.
Well, are you sure he wasn't one of those gypsies like in Snatch?
There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably a gypsy.
He could be.
I couldn't understand anything Brad Pitt said the whole
Nothing.
Movie.
Nothing. Nothing. He could be a gypsy. You're right.
What? How much do you want? What do you want?
After he was arrested, he told cops he would continue trying to rob banks to pay off his $2,600 in gambling debts. He's apparently not very good at gambling either.
No.
This guy is... Do you feel bad for him? Do you feel bad and maybe think, whatever, just keep on trying to rob banks. I think it's okay.
Well, I feel like he's not doing a lot of damage.
No, he's not really hurting anybody.
No.
Except one person who was crying.
Except that lady. Maybe he said something ugly. Maybe she could understand him.
Maybe
she couldn't understand him and she thought she was, you know, having a stroke.
Oh, well, no, he wasn't James Harden mumbling.
This is just so disrespectful James Harden's averaging over 45 points a game this month, and you're playing that.
What does that have to do with anything?
He's just being disrespectful to the back-to-back
MVP.
He's
talking about a mumble.
He's the back-to-back MVP.
He's not the back-to-back MVP.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I was at the game the other day, and everyone was yelling MVP.
Well, at the end of the year, if they give him MVP, then he'd be the back-to-back.
At the game, everyone was going, MVP when he's shooting free throws.
I will say this. The chance for MVP at Toyota Center are pretty weak.
They're not as loud as they were for some reason.
Why? I mean, it's really...
The drum guy's got to get...
MVP, and it... You mean in other arenas, it kind of gets louder
than
that.
Well, they've been doing it for 5 years, even when he wasn't...
He's been first or second
every year, so...
It really has fizzled out.
And he finally got to MVP. No, it'll crank back up in March, probably. March, April, once you get down to 60 games, you know, high 60s, they'll start national games. If LeBron comes in town... Anytime Steph is in town, anytime Kawhi, anytime you have the big name guys in town, you'll get the MVP chance.
Yeah.
And especially, have they played Giannis at home? Have they already had Milwaukee come in? I think they have.
Milwaukee came here. I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And who won?
James.
The Bucks.
The Bucks.
Yeah, well, maybe that was before he was scoring James. That's when he was passing James.
Remember? And everybody thought, well, Giannis is the real MVP.
Yeah, come in now, Giannis, and get your 50.
Well, it was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
he was
scoring James then, too.
Well, yeah.
Actually, James had a bunch of points in that one.
Yeah.
Will you guys be talking about what the game said he did to Kim K?
Oh, no. Did the game say something now?
Yeah. The game had some ugly lyrics.
It was aggressive.
Why does Kanye have to deal with this?
He did some ugly things to Kim K.
Yeah. Some babies were mentioned.
And I don't know how to put that.
No, there's no way. I mean, we could say it, and it would be vulgar. It just wouldn't be curse
words.
Yeah.
It was about a bird. What bird do you think it was about?
Well, a baby bird.
No.
You have to feed baby birds.
What kind of bird do you think it was about?
I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
What?
I just feel like you shouldn't. If you marry a girl who intentionally leaked her own sex tape to try to get famous, which worked.
Mm-mm.
I just feel like if you marry her, there's a chance you're going to get some songs and some mentions. This isn't the first time he's had to deal with this.
No, he just had to deal with Drake.
Yep, he had to deal with Drake.
But Drake didn't take it to the level of the game.
No, this is a new level. See,
you feel like Game's just trying to be relevant?
Yeah.
Like he's just trying to put his name out there.
He's clout-chasing a little bit.
The Game's talking about a bird on this one.
I mean, there's no way I can say without actually saying it. There's nothing we can do. You just have to go. It's about just find it. The Game.
Just go listen to Game's song. Here's what Game's like. Yep.
Yep.
Worked again.
It worked again. Yep. Oh, that'll work. There's no question. Just like the frozen food porn. Worked perfectly.
Devour. I was watching.
And now that's what... That's kind of in the neighborhood of what the game was talking about.
You're talking about
Have
that?
You seen Devour. This kid, by the way? Jay Morant. Yeah. Have you seen him dunk?
Yeah.
This is one of the sickest dunkers I've ever seen in a game.
Did you see him fly over the guy?
Over the kid, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Yeah, Vince Carter'd him.
Dude, they're talking about him going number one.
Yeah. Well, look how explosive he is.
Yeah.
Well, you talk before we go. We're talking about food. Kobos is here. You guys might want to show
what?
Up. Also, I was watching Better Call Saul, catching up on it, season 2.
Oh, it's awesome.
The dude, when he lies to the police and says the guy makes videos of sitting in pies and squad. Have you remember that episode? he makes videos where he sits in pies.
Yeah. All right, it's 8:43. There's no way to put it. You just got to go listen to the game yourself.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, we're not going to be on Radio Row selling products, right? So you got that this week with us. But we are going to sell you on some Kobos Q, okay? Because Raul brought, man, the beef ribs, the brisket, the pork ribs, the smoked boudin mac and cheese.
That, I haven't even gotten into the meat yet. Well, I did have the pork belly.
Yeah. The sausage, the pork belly with the raspberry? Raspberry jalapeno.
You got the wet brisket, the lean brisket.
My God.
Wow.
Dude, it is pork spectacular. Ribs. You're going to tweet that out? We'll retweet it. Tweet that picture out of the pan you brought.
If you're at our Christmas party at all.
Yeah, you saw it.
You know.
He does it unbelievable. Up in Tomball, right? No, it's Atascocita. Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
It really kind of is. But Atascocita is way up there. Not that Tomball's close. You building your building yet? When's that going to get started?
Got the land secured. Getting the land secured.
We're working on it.
Everything goes well.
We secure the land.
Yep. So
secure the land today?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, congratulations, man.
So that's
going to be huge.
We'll put on social media how you can go check it out. My mother-in-law was asking because my wife was telling her about it, and she lives, you know, I've got family in Kingwood.
She lives in Dallas.
My in-laws all live in the Kingwood area. So that's not, they're right around the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a great spot to.
Unbelievable. He does an unbelievable job.
Super Bowl.
Super
Bowl catering.
Yep.
That's the move. You don't want to have to mess with any of it. That's the move right there.
It's called big game catering, Lance. Do you want Kobos Q to get sued by Roger Goodell? Own Kobos Q? Then how's it going to be?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want somebody to cater the big game for you.
Yeah. So it's, it was an unbelievable. KobosQue.com? Is it? KobosQue.com. If you're up there, or you'll go anywhere.
Well, he brought
you'll deliver anywhere? It only took you an hour and a half to get here today, didn't it? How'd that work out for you?
Not that often that you're going out in the morning to deliver it, but what he brought us is perfect for a Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Beef rib,
that
pork
tray,
rib.
He can bring an entire beef tray
rib,
for
pork
your party.
Rib, briskets.
Holy crap.
We're saying he can. We're just assuming.
Yeah, we're just
Two big-ass pans of mac and cheese and one smoked boudin mac and cheese. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. No. Man, we appreciate it, bro. You guys did a great job. Congratulations.
Our official barbecue provider of the bench.
Well, yeah, because Yanni's lazy. Mm-hmm. Could it get any lazier?
I don't see anything come up here ever.
No. I'm serious.
Our man is three for three. For three. Two Christmas parties and just what I like to call just a Monday.
Yeah. You know, I told you last week I won.
I really don't want to do the show anymore.
I did. I won Nick's Place. I get to eat at Nick's Place every day for a year, right?
What do you mean you won that?
I won that at his anniversary party. A raffle ticket. Oh, you weren't here.
That
you didn't
feels
hear
like
this.
A setup.
No, it wasn't set up. It was Todd Farquharson's ticket. He handed it to my wife. You had to be present to win. Handed it to my wife. And Nick calls out the number. My wife goes, "Oh, that's us. I was like, oh, this is the greatest day of my life because it was the worst day for Nick.
Nick's probably thinking, I'm not honoring this for you.
No, yeah, he has to because it's the law. And then in the All In for ALS tournament on Saturday, I finished on final table. You know what I won?
What?
Half off Damaris Barbecue for a year.
What?
So guess what? I'm going to destroy
you're
one
just,
day there.
You're
one
just
day
wearing
there,
out your friends.
Wearing them out. Wearing them out.
They're like, and they're probably thinking, oh, good, John won it. We don't have to do anything.
No, yeah, you do. You have to put up with me every day.
What a jerk.
Yeah, that's the worst day of their lives, both of them.
Come here for a second, Ro. Just real quick, because I know we have guys who, here, come on this side.
Lance, you are a hell of an actor. Look at the face you're making.
See that? I do some acting.
You are an actor. I do some acting. Check out the acting on Lance. Check out the acting.
Hey, real quick, since we have so many guys who do, and we also speak for a Texas Star Grill Shop. People get their, you know, they can get different pits and things like that there, smokers. And when you do, because beef ribs are the one thing that a lot of people get intimidated by beef ribs. What, like, you don't get intimidated intimidated by beef ribs, obviously. Tell people what you like to do with, like, what's the key to doing a good beef rib? Because that one can be a little tougher for people.
Well, I mean, pretty much, man, with beef, it's with all barbecue, it's temperature, you know, internal temp. And with pork, I mean, you can get away with pork because it's so fatty and all that.
Right.
So you can kind of get away with it. So, but when you're talking about, like, beef ribs and brisket, it's like you have to be on point with your temp. So on your short ribs, I usually wrap at about 195, 200.
Internally.
Internal temp. And then I take out around 210, and I let it sit for about an hour.
Del, do you kind of feel like Lance is about to tell what he does on his Traeger now?
Yeah, he set this up during the break. Can y'all wait?
I haven't even started yet. I've got some thoughts on this.
He was asking him about how he cooked, how he made it.
This is the most delicious beef rib ever. But now Lance is going to give his. No, this is how Lance does it on his Traeger.
I've only done beef ribs like.
Okay, how'd you do it, Lance?
Yeah, twice. Tell us.
Well, yeah, since you asked. No, that's to say, no, I firmly believe that if you want great, the internal, just making sure you have a good internal thermometer is that's the whole key to everything. Beef tenderloin, brisket, beef short ribs, every steak. If you got a thick cut of steak, you have to know where your temperature is.
Yeah, thermometer's definitely.
Instead of do you do the whole like, oh, nah. I'm just going to push it. If you touch on your hand and this is medium rare and if you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know what, an even better way? Put a thermometer in there and see the exact temperature. How about that instead of trying to, okay, make your hand into a fist. Now touch there, and that means well done. And now open, and that means rare. Have you heard of that?
And then you're touching the food. Okay, so stop touching the food. Uh-huh. Right?
Right.
Pretty sure, Ro, you don't want everybody to think you're touching all their food.
No, man. We're like the most sanitary place. We gloves at all times. Hand sanitizer. We don't.
Ain't doing that.
7 years and
use thermometers to actually get temperatures right.
Right.
Yeah, Imagine that. Well, dude, thanks for being part of the show for as long as you have and coming out and supporting us both Christmas parties and then again today. We want to see the small business guy rise up, and your food's great.
Thank you.
Model's great, and we appreciate it. Make sure you guys follow Raul and check him out because he is going to really take care of you guys. Once again, Super Bowl, a.k.a. big game, catering, stuff like that. Just make sure you order it in advance and give them time, but you're going to be happy with the spread for sure.
And follow us on Instagram, please. Oh, Kobos Q, and also on Facebook. Appreciate it, guys.
You get videos of the smoking happening.
And also on Twitter, at Kobos Q.
But the Instagram's where you want to be.
It is?
Yeah, because you get the videos. All he does is shoot videos.
I know. Well, he does. He puts out pictures on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what he's doing over there. That's great stuff.
You got a spot.
856 ESPN 97.5. You know what? This is just all this is getting me excited. You know what? I don't even need it right now. But if you need any ED medicine, all you got to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. This is getting me excited. fourhymns.com/John5. And you, my friends, are going to be able to perform to the utmost with just one visit. And you don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. You don't have to pay all that money. It's a bunch of money if you do it that way. Here's the easiest way to do it. fourhymns.com/John5. You will speak to a doctor. But your first visit with that doctor and your first medication that you'll get for that month, $5. $5. That's ridiculous. That is so unbelievable. You're saving hundreds of dollars by doing it this way as opposed to going to the doctor and getting it done. fourhymns.com/John5. fourhymns.com/John5. It's the generic version of those blue pills and those yellow pills, and you won't know the difference. It's the same ingredients. It's just generic, and it's just saving you money. fourhymns.com/John5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.